Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to Father Sopochko from November of 1937. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, most reverend Father in Jesus Christ, I am terribly sorry to take up your time with reading this letter. However, these divine affairs urge me to write. I kindly ask you, Father, to talk for a brief while with the Lord Jesus about this whole matter, which weighs heavily on my heart. Please deign to reply to me, Father, according to the light received from God, neither permitting any human thought, nor taking into account any creature, including myself, but taking into consideration solely God's will. I am writing this only because I feel these strong impulsions within me. Yet, in my present disposition, I am not going to undertake anything because I fear that in this haste I might somehow harm this divine matter. In the present circumstances, your word, Father, is of tremendous significance to me. I am unable to write anything else at the present moment due to this light which has blinded me with its immensity, and then my soul finds itself as if in darkness. One more word. I am taking part in an 8-day retreat, in the course of which the Lord has confirmed me in deep peace. I am very sorry if I have written anything inappropriate, but I am entirely at peace, because I know to whom I am writing. At the present, I cannot write anything more. I kiss your hand with the deepest respect, Reverend Father, and ask your priestly blessing. Sister Maria Faustina, Krakow, 10th of November, 1937. This letter comes 6 months after the last one. Faustina has had her last 8-day annual retreat before she dies the following year. God poured out many graces on her during that retreat. As we learned in the diary, she talks about a tremendous light and an illumination. It's like drawing close to the sun. We almost can't take that light in our earthly condition. It's like being transported to heaven. The saints have more of a capacity to see God face to face. Faustina still feels the burden of trying to fulfill God's will regarding the new congregation. Perhaps she is aware now that her time on earth is short, so she asks Father Sopochko the current state of the matter. She doesn't want to do anything in haste, but she wants to move things forward. Faustina asks Father Sopochko to speak to the Lord about the matter so that they will know what to do. She has great faith. She knows that such matters have to be discerned well, and the initiative has to come from God. She has faith in knowing that if we ask for God's help, He will give it to us. Our human desires and ambitions can get in the way of a clear discernment, so prayer, quiet, silence, all are needed to hear the Lord. Faustina places great importance on the word of Father Sopochko, her spiritual director. She wants to live in obedience. She knows that God will act through him. This is like the changing of the guard. Faustina has less than a year left in her life, and then Father Sopochko will have to take over the mission of spreading the Divine Mercy message and devotion. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book. Available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.